This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the DJV crowd. I'm Doug without Jennifer, but Victoria is here, and Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. This business about what's going on in North Dakota, South Dakota, there's a four-state access pipeline being built. This is one of the most shameful things in America at the moment. Shameful for a couple of reasons. One, because this oil pipeline, I'm not opposed to pipelines on the basis of there being pipelines. I think we need them. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of pipelines all across this country. Get politicized like nuclear energy does and has been and is politicized. This same sort of thing is happening. But because it's a bunch of Native Americans that are involved, the news media says, screw it, we're not going to cover it. We don't care. So there's a judge set to rule, for those of you who don't know this is going on, the judge is going to rule on this Dakota Access Pipeline. Thousands and thousands of protesters who have gone out to this construction site in North Dakota in the past few weeks. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
We did,
Victoria.
Yeah.
And there was no attention being given to it then.
No, we followed a video blogger who had gone out there and was covering the story.
And there's nobody paying much attention to it?
No,
you don't see any headlines in any of the... I'm looking at all my 14, 15 sources of news. I don't see...
Local news out there is covering it. I'm sure they are, but on the national front, no.
Yeah, but yet it's a very important story in a number of different areas. Again, not the pipeline itself, but what they're going to run the pipeline through the water supply. And that's the only water these people have. And we all know that these pipelines are subject to being shot at, amongst other things. People say, huh? People use the pipelines for target practice. All of the pipelines are used for target practice. That's just the way some nut birds are. They take pot shots at the pipeline. And there are crews assigned to each of the pipelines. That's all they do. I remember when I was in Alaska, the Alaska pipeline, which was really the first controversial. I was up there, I think, in the 90s, the early 90s. It was before I was with you, Richie, as I recall. And one of the things that we learned, not only did the pipeline help the animal population by keeping the moose and all the regular animals that are up there warmer, as the oil pipeline flow, the oil is hot when it goes through the pipeline, but the people they use sniper rifles, they use all kinds of guns to take shots at the pipeline. They shoot holes in the pipeline all the time just for sport. And there's a crew assigned to the pipeline that goes back and forth, up and down the pipeline. That's their job, to plug the holes from people who shoot at the pipeline full of holes during target practice. So, anyway, that's an ancillary side story to the construction site out there. All the Indians protesting because it's their only source of water, and it's being polluted by this pipeline. So now the judges are trying to figure out what to do about this. And the main story for me is, A, that these people are getting the short end of the stick again, and B, the news media is not doing anything to cover it. Nothing. Zero. And if any of the presidential candidates had any starch, they'd be out there nosing around because it would be a great way to get some more and rather unique attention. Speaking of judges, I thought you might be interested in knowing how judges make their rulings. you often think that they use the law, right? You watch Law and Order, and you know that the judge and the jury, they have it right, right?
They don't flip a coin.
So there are two studies out on judges' rulings, and when they are harsher and when they are not harsh. The new research suggests that justice might be dependent on when the judge ate his or her breakfast and what they had for breakfast. Researchers at Columbia University examining 1,000 decisions by 8 judges who ruled on convicts' parole requests. Judges granted 65% of requests they heard at the beginning of the day and none at the end of the day. Right after a snack break, approvals jumped by 65%. The professor of business at Columbia said the judges could be just grumpy because they're hungry. They probably also suffer from mental fatigue. There have been a couple of studies like this suggesting that after people eat too much, they get tired and their judgment is not as good. So those of you who are unfortunate enough to go before a judge after he's been sitting there all day and maybe hungry are liable to get the short end of the stick. Judges are more lenient when they've just had something to eat, according to that study. Now, here's another one.
Right after lunch, or right if you're the first thing in the morning, or right after lunch, you're good.
You get a better treatment. Yep.
Well, look, typically men, and I know this is not just men, male judges, right? This is male and female.
Yes.
Although, I will say, every guy in my life, as soon as they're hungry, they're very cranky. So I would say that
men... Am I cranky when I'm hungry?
Well, you're never hungry because you're always eating cookies.
Yeah, I'm eating fruit.
And you're always cranky, so...
Excuse me?
Well, Captain Curmudgeon, yeah, it's tough to tell if you're hungry or not. Right. I don't know. Right. But typically, men get very cranky quickly when their blood sugar drops.
Men?
Yes.
Women don't.
No, women have...
I'll introduce you to Megan Stephan, and you can tell me that after her blood sugar is low, if she doesn't get grumpy, we'll have that.
Well, I think it's a slower process for women to get to the starving,
really?
Grumpy phase.
I would agree with Victoria.
Typically, men have a much shorter transit time between normal to grumpy when they're hungry.
But do I exemplify that? I don't think I get grumpy.
Well, you snack all the time, so I don't think that you're... I don't know how hungry you ever really are.
I get hungry in the middle of the afternoon because after I've eaten while I've been on the air, I don't much eat again through the day. So I might get a little challenging. I have those protein bars, though, from time to time. All right, so here's another way judges have been studied. There's an article in Atlantic Magazine this month that focuses on young offenders. How's that? Is that a good way of putting it? That's politically correct.
Okay.
Younger people who are in court, sentenced by college football-loving judges who are disappointed after unexpected team losses or finding themselves behind bars for longer than the same sort of charge against other children after a winning team affects the judge. You remember what I'm saying? The gist of a new study done at Louisiana State University that focuses on judges that work on juvenile cases. They are more likely, here's the headline, judge sentences teen to 2 years after Louisiana Tigers failed to beat the Wisconsin Badgers. The judge was a fan of Wisconsin, apparently, and he became emotional because of the Badgers' loss, so the unlucky juveniles that came before him were given harsher sentences than when his team won the previous day.
Oh, that is just ridiculous. I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand some people take college football very seriously, but this is just ridiculous.
Right. Well, it shows you that there's no real justice, actually, in any number of ways.
Right.
It's 16 past the hour. Hello.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, so the latest from Airbnb. Yesterday, the website for Airbnb unveiled a new non-discrimination policy because there are a lot of people who say that Airbnb is discriminatory. Big problem for them. Report found that users with black-sounding names have a harder time booking rentals. And then there was a class action lawsuit. And then Airbnb said, we'll do better. And now the new policy is meant to cut down on discrimination against black people who want to use Airbnb. I have a very interesting the anecdotal thing with Airbnb. What's happening in resort areas like the town that I live in California, Santa Monica, is a big travel destination. People love to go visit Santa Monica. So I've sold my house that I lived in since, 10 years, I guess. I've had it for 10 years. And I'm going to rent a house because I don't want to own a house in California. It's too dicey. It's just a pain. It's hard. It's everything about California. It's difficult.
And so you don't have all those crazy property taxes.
Right, exactly.
So, renting is definitely the way to go.
But I can remember on several occasions over the years, I've been able to rent places, reasonable because it's off-season from like Thanksgiving until Easter, and the prices were decent. But because of Airbnb, the prices to lease or rent a house that might otherwise be available fairly reasonably on California standards is nuts. I'm going to California next week. One of the things I'm going to do is look for a place, but my friend George, who looks around at that stuff for me, says, you won't believe the prices, and it's all Airbnb. So I find that to be, I wonder how many other people have noticed that The effect of Airbnb on long-term rentals has been substantial. 21 after the hour.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's 9-9-15. Otis Redding, the focus of our musical attention. Of all the great artists that came through the doors of Stax Records, Otis Redding was the only artist on the label that everybody, all the musicians, all the secretaries, all the employees, looked forward to working with. He was your best friend when he's with you and he made you feel wanted, needed, and all that sort of thing. That's the word from Steve Cropper, Richie, the guitarist who was a longtime friend of Otis Redding, collaborator, wrote some of the songs, including this one, for him. I don't know how many people know that. Steve Cropper was involved in this song.
And for those of you trying to say, who was Steve Cropper? He was a guitar player for the Blues Brothers.
Right. See the Blues Brothers movie, long-haired guy with a guitar. I'm sure that distinguishes him from other guitar players. So his death took place in a car crash December 10th, 1967. But since then, he has he continues to get a lot of attention. Olivia Wilde, the actress, named her son Otis after Otis Redding. Seal, Kelly Clarkson, White Stripes, Florence and the Machine, the Rolling Stones, and dozens more have covered Redding's songs. Instead of him and his music going away, it seems to be more prominent. So his 75th birthday is coming up. I think it's today, as a matter of fact. Redding's family, which oversees his foundation and legacy, are throwing a weekend-long celebration in his hometown of Macon, Georgia, which will culminate with a big tribute concert Sunday night featuring St. Paul and the Broken Bones, a reunion of the Reddings, and headline, let's see here, Andra Day is going to be performing, Redding's daughter Carla sees Day as one of several artists carrying on on the tradition of her father, with her versions of sitting on the dock of the bay, these arms of mine, try a little tenderness, respect, and Mr. Pitiful.
This is all the songs. The Black Crowes covered this Hard to Handle, and it was a huge hit. Nobody realizes it was him. It was just... And respect from Aretha.
Yeah. I don't think there are a lot of people who know how significant he was, actually, Richie. There are a number of artists like Bruno Mars and Seal and Adele that are people that have taken, Carla Redding, his daughter says, have taken his songs and done covers. They know how to arrange a song to make you feel every lyric. And that's what Otis Redding did. Cropper says... that when you get down to sitting on the dock of the bay, he and Redding knew this was a special song as soon as they wrote it. So this is
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is one of the best songs, and to know that it was the last song Otis Redding recorded before he died. I mean, that's talk about it. If you're going to go out on a hit, go out on a song like that.
Cropper says when we recorded that song about 2 weeks before he died, we knew we had it. Otis and I both agreed. We thought it might need some embellishments and backgrounds. Otis, rather than call somebody in, when you leave here week after next, I'm going to be recording with the Staple Singers. I know they'll be more than happy to sing on this song, he said. Man, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So they left it alone. It was Cropper's idea to put the seagulls and the ocean waves on the electric guitar. Otis never heard that.
I think he does the whistle, too. Yeah, he did that after he died.
Yeah. I know.
And the seagulls are such an odd but cool addition to that song.
Certainly fits.
I challenge you to try and whistle the whistle part. So.
Work on that. I can't whistle at all.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Just last week on the Pet Show, I got an interesting call from someone telling me that they have a new baby in the house and the dog is overreacting to the sounds the baby's making. Well, you know, it's very common for dogs and cats to react differently to the sounds in our homes based on the fact that their hearing is so much better than ours, and if something is different, they're going to react to it. So before bringing a baby into your household, it's a good idea to get a recording of every sound the baby can make. In fact, I have them on my website. What you can do is download those, play them at a low volume for the dog, or cat, and increase it over a period of time till eventually they're not responding, which will make the arrival of the baby a lot easier. Also, you can do the same thing with thunderstorms. 4th of July, how many dogs and cats panic on the 4th of July? You can do it with firecrackers, thunderstorms, motorcycles next door, diesel trucks. If your dog or cat has a noise phobia, find out what that phobia is, make a recording of it, play it at a low volume, increase it gradually. It's called desensitizing, and all dogs and cats will respond. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, the Hajj, taking place this weekend. You know what the Hajj is? H-A-J-J?
No.
My call letters an old radio station I worked in, W-A-J-J. Anyway, the Hajj is the holiest trip going to, this happens every year at this time. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people fly into Mecca.
And oh, yeah.
Saudi Arabia. Yeah. It's the holiest site in Islam. And what they're trying to do this year is prevent a repeat of last year's deadly stampede. I don't know, 40 or 50 people killed. You have to look at the pictures that come from this when many of them come in and out all day for days. I think it lasts 4 or 5 days. And there are groups of people that come in, but there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that go to the pilgrimage at the Hajj in Mecca. And they go and worship the same as, you know, worship at home, but you're supposed to be holier if you go to the Hajj. So they do this, but the last 4 or 5 years has become very deadly because there's so many people, they can't control them. And, you know, they're pushing their way in and they're pushing their way out. And I think there were 37, maybe 47, I forget the exact number last year, of people who got trampled during the in and out, the exit, the entrance. More exiting than entrance here. But it's a very holy time. And one wonders, I have speculated, I don't think anybody else has ever speculated on this, and I'll drop it in your head and on your ears, and you can do what you want. The Hajj was going on the same weekend as September 11th. And as you look at the calendar today, you see today's September 9th, and September 11th is on Sunday. This always the holiest season for Islam, and the equation with what happened on September 11th is something that startles me and most people when you think about it. Is there some connection? I don't know. Nobody's ever connected it, or at least I never heard anybody connected other than me. But I have said it on the air any number of times, and I've said it in private conversation. It's more than a coincidence, it seems to me, that this stuff happened. I'm not suggesting that it was done in conjunction with the Hajj, but the people who were responsible for perpetrating this, it was the last, it's normally over a 4 or 5 day period. Sometimes, I guess it lasts for a week. I don't know because I don't know. I'm kind of like Gary Johnson, where is the city in Syria? This isn't my religion. I'm not practicing my religion. I just know what I've read and learned in studying this stuff. I studied the ancient religions and modern religions of the world when I was in college. And so I remember enough of this stuff to be dangerous. But for me, it's more than a coincidence. This is me making this statement, and this is my conclusion. There was more than a coincidence that the Hajj happened at the same time it was finishing the day September 11th took place. On September 11th, it was the last day of the Hajj. All right, not here. Do what you will with that information. I'm just making an observation. Speaking of observations, I find this very distressing and distracting, but it's more of the same kind of thing that we are seeing way too much of around the world. You may or may not have seen pictures of those huge whales that were found on the beach in Germany. Did you see pictures of these whales?
No, but actually,
sperm whales,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were found stranded on the shores around the North Sea, an area that is home to a lot of marine wildlife. But when the details of the animals, what are they, it's not a biopsy, what do they call it, when they do an autopsy on a human being, that you do a, this is the equivalent on an animal.
Oh, okay.
Very disturbing what you find in the stomachs of these animals. The Wadden Sea National Park did a full expose of the debris that were in the stomachs of these whales, plastic bottles.
Plastic 13, is the worst, yeah.
A 13-foot-long fishing net. Ugh. A 70-inch piece of plastic from a plastic sort of netting. When you look at the other things, squid were in there trapped in the netting. The plastic in the oceans, though, this is what's so startling, the plastic waste and how much of it they found in the animal stomachs. Yeah, I don't know what you do about it, but I think it's something that's worth noting, worth knowing and noting.
Well, one of the things that people are trying to do, we've talked about this, I think, in the past couple of weeks, there certain states are banning those plastic microbeads that are found in a lot of cosmetic products.
Yep.
Because they end up just in the ocean.
Yep.
And in the waters, it's terrible. And there's no way for fish to digest them, and it kills them in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
The plastic ocean, that ocean in the out in the Pacific
trash.
Northwest, that whole it's almost like a big tarp of plastic that's out in the ocean. Have you ever seen the images of that, the satellite images?
It is
so upsetting, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's all this plastic that has been there. It's been broken down into, it's so small that you can't even now scoop it out of the water. And it's formed this massive net that animals are just stuck in. It's terrible. I mean, again, we talk about killing our planet. I mean, I hope we find another one, because as human beings, we're really good at destroying this one.
We're not doing very well. See, it's so easy to do things, and that's what people want. People are now so schooled on easy. Let's do what's fast, what's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think about the consequences of our actions oftentimes. That goes for a lot of different things in our lives. Here's another one that'll send you off. As long as I'm sending Victoria off, I might as well go all the way here. This is the story of a huge luxury liner that is carrying very wealthy passengers on an historic journey into the Northwest Passage. Normally, you can't get a cruise ship. A cruise ship has never gone through the Northwest Passage because there's too much ice. But because the ice is melting, the climate change issue or whatever it is, why ever the... for me, it isn't important as to why it's melting. It's just melting. And that's something that does bother me. I'm not so sure that it's all about global warming. I think it's just what the planet goes through. At least there's a coincidence of the two things working together.
But then, the story we just talked about, all the human influence on killing the whales and what we're dumping in the ocean, you know, it's not just global warming. I mean, we're wrecking the planet on all levels.
Mm. So, anyway, but the people who spent the $15,000, $20,000 for a week to go on this first one-of-a-kind journey to go through the Northwest Passage, it just, cruise liners couldn't get through there before because there's too much ice. But now...
So I'm looking at a map. So this goes above Canada, but below Greenland.
Yeah, it's above. You have to go around Alaska to get there.
Oh, so you start in the Pacific Northwest, you go around Alaska,
the Bering Strait, and you go up in that area.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, that's why it's called the Northwest Passage.
Well, I had to Google it. So.
No, it's good. I think it's fine. I think a lot of people wouldn't know. They don't know where. What's the name of that city in Syria?
Aleppo.
They don't know where Aleppo is. They don't know where the Northwest Passage is. They don't know where Framingham is. It's really very disturbing.
Framingham.
43 past the hour. Television report up next. What do you want to pick for tonight and the weekend? More football. Denver won last night, Richie, right?
Correct.
Okay. There'll be probably decent ratings for that. More football tonight. More football tomorrow. More football on Sunday. Monday night football.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor
order events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, must be basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so let's, where's our television theme, Richie? It's television time. And the Jenner family, no stranger with the Kardashians to keeping up with all of the bunkum that gets them. These people don't have a chance for a real life. If they want to have a real life, they can't, as is the case with Kylie Jenner, who's 19 years old. She has a boyfriend named Tyga. I can imagine what he's all about. Does that sound prejudicial? Yeah, that's meant to be, actually. So she is described as one of the stars of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. What does she do?
I mean, that's the reality show. I mean, they're all on it.
Star.
So.
I referred to her as a star. So this guy's a rapper,
well,
apparently.
She's one of the stars of the show.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So she told this guy, apparently, if you want me, you better buy me a really big ring. Huge.
I find all of that to be totally fake. I mean, Kylie has said so many times, she's
fake?
Only 19, she's not getting married. People, every time she has a ring on that finger, everyone's, Kylie's engaged, and she always has to go on Snapchat and tell her fans she's not engaged and she's not getting married anytime soon.
Her fans.
Well, right. she has more of a following than pretty much the rest of them.
Yeah.
Really?
She has these beauty lip kits and eye makeup line that's coming out now. I mean, it sells out literally instantly. It's unbelievable.
Who buys it? Teenage girls buy it.
Well, and right? And some not so teenage girls. It's really good makeup. Yeah.
All right. What's on tonight and over the weekend besides football?
Well, tonight, the two big shows, the Stand Up to Cancer benefit is on tonight. That airs on Comedy Central, E!, Bravo, VH1, TBS, ABC, CBS, HBO, NBC, and Fox. So that is the big telethon. Tons and tons of celebrities always lend their time and talents to the Stand Up to Cancer benefit every year. And that's no different this year. And tonight also at 9 o'clock on CBS, if you're a country music fan, tonight is the 51st Academy of Country Music Awards. Lots of great performers: Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Maren Morris, Keith Urban, Lady Antebellum, Toby Keith, Blake Shelton. Alicia Keys is going to make an appearance there, probably because of her connection now to Blake Shelton, and Miranda Lambert as well.
Roger Ailes used to be supported by Geraldo Rivera. He's apologized for his support of Ailes. Apparently he wasn't as good a guy as I thought he was. I'm paraphrasing Geraldo.
Thank you.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
News with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. The Frommers travel guides are there. They move more consumer information, helping people like you make travel arrangements and making you aware of what's going on in the travel world. I noticed, I came across something, Pauline, this week that was billed as pre-boarding trips for parents and children. Make sure you tell the reservations agent when you book the flight that it's for an unaccompanied minor. Don't wait till you get to the check-in counter, because they won't, if it's in the record, supposedly, they will be there, especially if it's a plane change sort of thing. Did you find that to be the case? When have you ever said your children out and about on their own?
I got to be honest, I never have. It makes me nervous because there have been too many cases, to my mind, where the kids are not taken care of.
Get lost,
and
yeah.
And they get charged extra, the parents do, because they're supposed to be an adult with them at all times, a steward. But as we've seen in the past, sometimes that doesn't happen.
Right.
So it's not something I do.
No. It also says in here, send along favorite snacks, send along earphone-style media players,
A lot of these, of course, they don't serve meals now, but if you send along something that's child-friendly, that'll be there. Don't rush the experience. Give them plenty of time so they can get used to, especially if it's their first flight, get used to the whole business, and make sure that your child has a proof of, right, a birth certificate, a proof of, you know, probably
of who they are. There are certain airlines that will not allow unaccompanied minors to take a flight that requires changing planes. They'll only let them on direct flights. This happened at my child's camp this summer. There were some kids who were booked on trips, and then at the last minute, the airline called the parents, and the parents were frantic. These were 13-year-old kids, so they weren't little ones.
Right.
But because of this, the parents had to buy a ticket at the last month, and boy, oh boy, is that always expensive.
Yep.
Speaking of which, have you heard Priceline has gotten rid of its name-your-own-price feature for airfares?
I wondered about that. Why would they do that?
It's never been that popular because you could get routed through Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like hotels and cars where there's less risk, but I think it's because airfares simply aren't as volatile as they used to be. It used to be you would get one ticket for $40 from an airline, and the other airline would be charging $80 for it. They're all kind of charging the same prices, and I think that's because they're making most of their money on those darn extra fees that they charge. So they don't have to undercut the competition. They don't have to throw these last-minute sales.
Well,
it's more important than ever to read the fine print, know what your ultimate ticket price is going
to
be.
Well, you used to actually have a travel agent, and you could figure things out and talk to somebody. There was the old hidden cities concept that I used to use all the time, frankly. I wonder whether you did or you ever talked about it. It was something travel agents didn't like to talk about, but if you're a good customer, for example, if you want to go to Cleveland, you get and it's $300, but if you want to fly to Cincinnati through Cleveland, it's $130, so you just go to Cleveland and throw the rest of the ticket away and get off the plane. That was what we used to do.
Well, the airlines are on to you. They've actually started charging more on those types of routings, unfortunately.
Yep. All right. Other new developments in travel, hotels and the robot concierge. Now, how in the heck does that work?
Well, you show up, you call for a newspaper in your room or a toothbrush or whatever, and a robot delivers it. You go down to the lobby, you ask for reservations at a nearby restaurant or recommendations, and a robot gives them to you. They also, at the Aloft hotels, they are looking at rooms where everything is controlled by your voice.
Really?
So you're lying in bed, it's too hot, you say, I want the temperature to be 66 degrees, and boom. The air conditioner turns on. I want the windows to be closed. Bango, it happens.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
So they're just putting Siri in all the rooms, or Alexa, and the thermostats. Yeah. You can do this in your home.
I hope they have a better voice,
cool.
But yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Very cool.
It's where everything's going. Automation. No more human beings. No jobs for anybody. We're all going to have to be on the dole. All right. Thank you.
Who's going to build the robots?
Somebody from that asteroid out in space. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. Great place to go to get travel information. Just heard proof of that here. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.